So here we are in 2024. And I know that I want more in 2024. Do you? What is it feeling like for you this year? Is it going to be the same old? Or is this the year that you're going to promise yourself that business is going to be different, you're going to feel different, you're going to enjoy it, you're going to feel more calm, relaxed, more invigorated, motivated, earn more, make more impact? Whatever it is for you, is it going to happen this year? You're going to hear me talking a lot about more for 24, because for me, that's what it's about. More of what you want, and of course, then less of what you don't want. So if you're already following me, that's brilliant. If you're not, then do follow me. And you're going to hear lots and lots of hints and tips to help you get more for 24. I really can feel an energy shift across everybody, my peer group, my clients, my friends, even my family, actually, where things just feel different this year. I don't know if it's, you know, the 2020 impact on us all has started to leave and we're starting to wonder, what are we going to do next? We're kind of recovered in lots and lots of ways. So what is for you? What is more? Just have a think about this just for a moment. Put down what you're doing, stop thinking what you're thinking and feeling what you're feeling and being who you're being, and just sit quietly with me for a moment to work out who you can be, what you do want, what can be really achieved if you really go to your next level. That's your next level mindset, your next level belief system, your next level sales, marketing, your next level connection, your next level self-belief. What could really be achieved if all of those things were in place for you? And if they're not in place and you're not achieving them, what has prevented you so far? And you can go back and listen to that question again and again and again and write some stuff down on a piece of paper. Get it out of your head onto paper. Make the unconscious conscious. What is really stopping and blocking your next level? Because there must be something, mustn't there? Otherwise, you've done it last year. I mean, it may be that you hit a new level last year and you're now ready for the next level. But of course, you've got to work out what that is. But it may be that you didn't go next level last year. You could be on same level or actually previous level. And I'm just going to take a moment to talk to you about that, because previous levels are what we consider to be safe and the same. So previous levels are what we will typically go back to. Call this the factory reset. That whole, oh, it's nice and safe over there doing what I always did. It's a bit like, I don't know if you've ever had a promotion in a job where you've been promoted above a team, i.e. maybe you were in sales and then you became the sales manager, or maybe you were a marketing executive and you became the marketing manager or CEO of marketing. And what happens is the person who's been promoted has some hesitancy of taking on the new role and they keep on doing the stuff they were doing. It's really annoying for the rest of the team because, of course, they need someone to lead and manage them. But actually, it's because they know how to do those things. They know the outcome. And this is the trick for you for More for 24, is to visualize and vision your outcomes as often as you can, every day, the minute you wake up, as you go to sleep, and any other moment in between that, when you really, really have a split second for your brain to be able to think about who you're going to be and what you're going to achieve. Because this is how we make the possible possible. This is how we make the vision the reality. The dream becomes your reality. Because if you can't think it, you can't achieve it, because you won't believe it. So I want you to now think about what you would really, really like to have happen by the end of this year. You can go further than that, or even in the next month, let's say, if you're the sort of person that is maybe a bit neurospicy and can't think too far ahead, what would you like to have happen next? Who are you when you're having that happen? What do you think each day? What do you feel each day? How do you stand? What do you wear? Go back and listen to this again. Put all that information down. Get that real picture of that next level you. That picture visually, emotionally, financially, mentally, even spiritually, if that's your thing. Who is that version of you being to get to that next level? For me, I have what I call my million-dollar self. Ironically, I'm British, as you can probably tell, and I've got no desire to trade in dollars. But for some reason, $1 million sounds better than £1 million for me. Floats off my tongue. And actually, my million-dollar version of me is really quite different to the version that is me now. because that version of me really accepts and changes and thinks of things quite differently. So I often look to her for advice, for inspiration, for calmness, for answers, because she has the answers of who I'm going to be in the future. For example, if somebody, and it happens, royally messes my business up for me, i.e., they try and steal something or they do something and it causes me some inconvenience financially or time-wise, I ask my million-dollar self how she's going to respond. You see, because me as the non-million-dollar self has a whole load of emotions and fears wrapped up in stuff, whereas my million-dollar self, she doesn't have that. For her, it's not even a thing, probably, that someone's stolen the name of one of her programs. Not even a thing. She'd just carry on with life and ignore it. Whereas the me of now could get really annoyed about that. So just think about this. Think about how you're reacting, how you're responding, how you're behaving and being every day in your life and business. Are you being the next level you? And if you're not, how could you be? Who is that next level of you? Think about them often. Draw them. Write about them. Think about the words. Visualize them. Embody that version of you, because the brain doesn't know the difference between you dreaming and you thinking of facts. So the more you dream it, the more it becomes. And if you need any help with this, as always, I'm very happy to run a session with you. Do book a call with me, and I would love to hear about your next level self, or even the past level self that is keeping you trapped in your own way. Because if that is the case, we need to get that one shifted.